The Inspection and Enforcement Services of the Department of Employment and Labour in the Free State remains deeply concerned about the low level of compliance by government departments with the provisions of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, particularly in relation to the condition and maintenance of buildings. According to the Occupational Health and Safety Specialist report, during the first semester of 2025-2026 financial year, the department inspected a total of 187 government offices and facilities across the province. Of these, 129 were found to be non-compliant with one or more requirements of the Occupational Health and Safety Act. Furthermore, 29 facilities were issued with prohibition notices, resulting in the closure of premises or the suspension of specific operations due to the immediate danger they pose to the health and safety of employees and members of the public. The report reflected the following findings. The extent of non-compliance we have recorded is alarming. Many of these facilities, particularly clinics, schools, and municipal offices, show serious signs of neglect, such as leaking roofs, unsafe electrical wiring, collapsing ceilings, and poor sanitation. These conditions not only endanger employees, but also compromise the safety of community members who depend on these services. It is crucial that corrective measures be taken immediately to safeguard lives. The most commonly affected facilities include clinics, schools, social development offices, SAPS offices, and municipal offices and workshops. The non-compliance issues identified range from leaking roofs, collapsing ceilings, unsafe electrical installations, and lack of water supply to non-functioning sanitary facilities and structurally compromised walls. While the Department of Employment and Labor in the Free State continues to engage with the affected departments, progress in addressing these safety hazards remains limited. The department therefore wishes to remind all government departments that while service delivery is essential, the health and safety of employees and the public must remain paramount. Compliance with the Occupational Health and Safety Act must be treated as an urgent priority. Provincial Chief Inspector Manelisi Lukande, in emphasizing the seriousness of the situation, said, "The conditions we have observed during inspections are deeply concerning and, in some instances, pose an immediate danger to both employees and members of the public. Government departments must lead by example in complying with occupational health and safety laws. We urge all departments to take swift and decisive action to correct these deficiencies. Failure to do so will leave our inspectors with no choice but to enforce compliance through prohibition notices or other legal means." The provincial chief inspector further appealed to all government departments to treat this matter with the urgency it deserves and to ensure that unsafe workplaces are made compliant without delay. The Department of Employment and Labor, working for you.